Morning is within the liturgical calendar is the day that we recognize Reign of Christ Sunday. Reign of Christ, as we've just heard in the scriptures, can mean a whole bunch of different things to a whole bunch of different people. Reign of Christ, from some scripture passages, seems to indicate a tremendous glory that comes with the crowning of the King of Glory. There's a segment of faith that looks at the reign of Christ as a judgment time to restore peace, restore hope, and release people from some of the struggles that are part of our world. There's also a very strange piece at this time of year to look at Jesus on the cross as part of the reign of Christ. Jesus has been placed upon the cross as a sacrifice. He has been labeled as someone who needs to be removed from the world because the things that he's doing are too dangerous. And so Jesus, at this point, is not glorious. Jesus is not judgmental. Jesus is pretty weak. And there's something to that for those of us in Christian faith, seeing that the idea of the reign of Christ as a reign that may begin in weakness carries some messages for us. Just to take a little bit of a shift. Sometimes in our world, we run across things in faith and in life that we have difficulty wrapping our heads around. And so we look to people like artists and visionaries and authors and sculptors and all sorts of people to sort of help us interpret what we might be seeing. And we do that sometimes around the coffee table. We sometimes do it by watching, reading books around us. And sometimes we do it by going to movies. The reason I say that is because I know a wonderful woman. She, I don't want to call her a retired educator because I don't think educators ever actually retire. So she is an educator who has been educating for quite a few years. Let's just put it that way. She and some of her friends, who have also been educating and living for quite a few years, they have a thing that they like to do, is they will get together and they will go to the movie theater to check out the latest children's movies. And so I will connect with her and find out what the best children's movies are out there. And I've asked her, why does she do that? Why would you go to a children's movie in a movie theater when you're not a child? And she said, you know what the best thing is because when I go to a children's movie, I get to hear a whole bunch of children laughing. And she said, there's not a lot of places that we, as people who are no longer in the education system, get to go to hear a whole bunch of children laughing together. She said, so that's the main thing. But the other part of it is I go to children's movies because they're brilliant. She said, children's movies these days, and maybe that will happen, children's movies have insights into parts of the world that we might consider to be just sort of the problems of adults. Children's movies have a way of driving points home and helping us to wrestle with some of the struggles that we have. I can see people nodding their heads and goes, oh yeah. So the one that she pointed out to me was a movie, I think it's a Disney movie called Coco. Have any of you seen Coco? If you haven't seen Coco, go see Coco. Coco is an amazing movie about Latin American culture in terms of Latin American Christian culture, actually, in terms of the Day of the Dead. And so the tradition of recognizing our ancestors who we believe are still with us as part of the faith of Latin American expression. It's a beautiful movie about Coco the grandma her grandchildren and families recognizing how the spirits of the dead are with them and continue to exist so long as they remember. There's such a beautiful message in there about the value of remembering those who come before us, and how that helps to keep them alive in our world. The image of the ofrenda that they have, where there are images of ancestors who've gone before and lighting a candle one day out of the year, allows their spirit to be part of their gathering. There's another movie called Inside Out, which this friend has recommended, because Inside Out, and I don't remember who made it, it's an animated one as well. Inside Out, she said, is an amazing movie for children learning about mental and emotional health. And it's remarkable the way that this animated movie is able to help young people and adults understand how emotions work in our world. The idea is that there's a bunch of emotions sort of hanging out together in our heads as little characters, and they interact with each other. And it's a beautiful way to help explain what are the challenges that we have in dealing with emotions. The reason I bring those movies up is because this book here is the one that we're going to talk about a bit. This is When God Made You, and we've read it to the kids. This book is one of those ones that sort of connects, I guess it connects the world, and it's obviously a faith-based book, but it connects the world to some of the scriptures that we have. As people of faith, we have the ability to go look at a movie, to go watch a TV show, to read a book, and draw connections between our faith experience. So this book, as soon as we read this, we thought, boy, that sounds a lot like Jeremiah. So the prophet Jeremiah, we mentioned it briefly to the kids. The prophet Jeremiah was just a young boy who was called by God to proclaim some pretty scary things that we heard in the scripture reading this morning. And the young boy said, God, I want nothing to do with that. I'm too young. I can't handle it. And God said, Jeremiah, I have known you since before you were formed in your mother's womb. So don't feed me that line. I know everything there is to know about you. I created you to be the prophet that I want you to be. And Jeremiah said, I'm too young. I can't do that. And every one of us has had the exact same response to God at some point. I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm too tired. I'm too busy. I'm too something. You can fill in the blanks, because we've all got plenty of two-somethings that we responded to God with. And God responds to each of us the same way and says, no. So, I feel like some sort of televangelist here. We'll see what we can do. If you listen to the call to Jeremiah, God says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I made you sacred before you were born. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. And so, we read this. When God made you, God made you all shining and new. An incredible you, a you all your own, a you unlike anyone else ever known. And the message to Jeremiah, the message to us, is that God knows us. God loves us. And that's the first piece. In Psalm 139, we hear a very similar message. Just to really pound it into our brains. God, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. Even before words on my tongue, God, you know it completely. And we hear this again. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Before we're even created, God has consecrated us to create us, to encourage us to be what God wants us to be. God thinks about you. I was thinking of you before you did you. From the very beginning of the history and time, you little one, or slightly bigger than little one, never left God's hand. So, God delights in you. So the first piece is God knows you, God loves you, and the second is God delights in you. Sees only what's true. God, like, think about that word, delight. Do you have moments of delight in your life? That's how God feels in seeing each of us. Delighting in the things that we are and the things that we can become. What a beautiful emotion that is. God celebrates our passions and our talents and recognizes that each of those talents and passions, whether we are able to see them in that moment or not, are gifts from God. There's a line in here that I don't think is up here, but spinning like a cyclone. It says, when you dance alone, spinning like a cyclone. And I'm trying to imagine how many of us take the time to just dance alone. It's those alone moments, though, when we just feel joy and we're not even sure why, that God delights in who we are. So we've got God loves us. God knows us. God delights in us. And then we have God doing something else. And this is the part where God is speaking to Jeremiah. God is speaking to the psalmist. God is speaking to Micah. God has told you, O mortal, what is good. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God? Because God dreams about each of us. Dreams about what we will accomplish and what we will be that is true. That is recognizing the potential that God has given us. That's the paradox of faith. We're loved, we're known, we're delighted in, and we got a job to do. Dang it. Life was so good there for a second. But it's the wonderful piece of faith that comes to us in scripture, in worship, in books, in movies, in all of the parts of our world. And the wonderful thing that we can take comfort in is that we're always known, we're always loved, we're always delighted in, we always have a responsibility to live up to God's dreams, but we don't have to do all those things at the same time. There are moments in our lives when we just need to be known. There are moments in our lives when we just need to be loved. And if we're fair enough to admit it, there are moments in life when we need a bit of a kick in the pants to do our jobs too. That's the joy of faith. It's the challenge of faith. It's the promise of faith. And so, on this Reign of Christ Sunday, it may be that we need to look to Jesus as glory. It may be that we need to look to Jesus as sort of a judgmental figure. Or it may be that we need to look to Jesus as suffering alongside of each of us. In the moments of pain that we all experience in life. In each of those elements, there's hope. That's why we gather here together as community. That's why we come before God. To share our pain, to share our sorrow, to share our joys, share our celebrations, share everything that God has created us to be. God bless you all. Amen.